마음 내쉬라오잔 지난 나를 마음 사건 가나
I own Vishnu Pad. Paramahansa Paramahansa also tell us it is she, Shimad, his divine grace. Abhaya Charanada Bhaktivananda Goswami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananda Goti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Param Sai Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shidwaita Gadadha Shri Vasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radhakrishna Gopi Kopita Sai Mukunda Radhakunda Kiri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavanam Ki Jai Maturam Ki Jai Jagadasami Ki Jai Yamuna Mai Ki Jai Shrimati Glasa Devi Ki Jai Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Gaura Premananda Hari Hari Bo. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swamini Namani Namaste Saraswati Devi. Gauravani Pracharani Nivashesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Dejatarani. So I offer my Omaganativananda Shaganjana Shlakaya Chakshur and Meditam Yena Tasmai Shigadvaina Maha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who so kindly opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge while I was blinded in the darkness of ignorance. So let us read the translation to the Supreme Controller, who possesses an eternal form of blissful knowledge, whose glistening earrings swing to and fro and manifested himself in Gokula, who stole the butter that the gopis kept hanging from the rafters of their storerooms and then quickly jumped up and ran in retreat in fear of Mother Yashoda. But was ultimately caught to that Supreme Lord Damodar, I offer my humble obeisances. Upon seeing his mother's whipping stick, he cried and rubbed his eyes again and again with his two lotus hands. His eyes were fearful and his breathing quick, and his mother Yashoda bound his belly with ropes. He shivered in fright and his pearl necklace shook. To the Supreme Lord Sri Damodar, who was bound by his devotee's love, I offer my humble obeisances. Those super excellent pastimes of Lord Krishna's babyhood drowned the inhabitants of Gokula in pools of ecstasy. To the devotees who were attracted only to his majestic aspect of Narayan and Vaikuntha, the Lord herein reveals, I am conquered and overwhelmed by pure loving devotion. To the Supreme Lord Damodar, my obeisances hundreds and hundreds of times. O Lord, although you are able to give all kinds of benedictions, I do not pray to you for liberation, nor eternal life in Vaikuntha, nor any other boon. My only prayer is that your childhood pastimes may constantly appear in my mind. O Lord, I do not even want to know your feature of Paramatma. I simply wish that your childhood pastimes may ever be enacted in my heart. O Lord, the cheeks of your blackest lotus face, which is inserted Master, Lord, be pleased upon me. I am drowning in an ocean of sorrow and am almost like a dead man. Please shower the rain of mercy upon me, uplift me, and protect me with your nectarian vision. O Lord Damodar, in your form as a baby, Mother Yashoda bound you to a grinding stone with a rope for tying cows. You then freed the sons of Kuvera, Manigriva, and Nalakuvera, who were cursed to stand as trees, and you gave them the chance to become your devotees. Please bless me in the same way. I have no desire for liberation into your effulgence. O Lord, the entire universe was created by Lord Brahma, who was born from your abdomen, which was bound with a rope by Mother Yashoda. To this rope I offer my humble obeisances. I offer my obeisances to your most beloved Srimati Radharani and to your unlimited pastimes. Jai. Lord Damodar Ki Jai. So, let's continue with the study of Chaitanya Charitamrita. And again, I'd like to apologize to everybody for not informing everybody overseas that we just set the clock back 2 days ago. Because we're going back to normal time from daylight savings time. So that means for most of you around the world, that means the class is actually an hour later. Because, anyway, I guess you understand the mathematics. We set the clock back, and it takes us an hour longer before we give class, and that means it's going to be an hour later for you in New Zealand, Australia, Fiji, and where you may be celebrating daylight savings time or you're not celebrating daylight savings time. But in any case, we should inform everybody when we switch times. So, let's go. So, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Alrighty. So, okay, just a little note about what's coming up, just so you all know. So, anyway. So, on Thursday, or on the 11th here, it's Gopashtami and Srinivasacharya's disappearance, the Gadadhar Pandit Das Goswami's disappearance. And next weekend I am going to Mexico, so I'm going to try to continue doing the class. But we will see what Krishna wants, if it is possible. Okay, so let's continue with the Chaitanya Charitamrita without further ado. So, Tabe Rupa Goshani Sabani Jaganalada Ekamasa Darashana Kaila Maturaya Rahiya. So, of course, we were just describing in the last class how Gopal, who was the deity installed by Madhavendra Puri, who later on became Sri Nachi, installed in Natwar, because he was originally on Govardhan Hill, Lord Chaitanya and his associates didn't want to climb Govardhan Hill to see him. But Gopal made some tricks. He made believe the Muslims were attacking, so they took him off of Govardhan Hill, hid him in different villages like Antuli or Mathura, and different devotees like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Of course, Lord Chaitanya is God, but he's a devotee. And the Goswamis of Vrindavan were able to see the Gopal deity. And here in this verse, it's described that Srila Rupa Goswami and his associates, when they stayed in Mathura for one month, they were able to see the Gopal deity because the Gopal deity was being hidden there from the Muslim attackers. So, Sange Gopala Bhatta Dasu Raghunath Raghunatha Bhatta Goshani Aralokanath. When Rupa Goswami stayed at Mathura, he was accompanied by Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, and Lokanath Das Goswami. Prabhupada explains that Sri Lokanath Goswami was a personal associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and a great devotee of the Lord. He was a resident of the village named Talakoti in the district of Yashohara, Jeshore in Bengal. Previously, he lived in Kanchadhapada. His father's name was Padmanabha. And his only sibling was a younger brother named Pragalbal. Following the orders of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Lokanath went to Vrindavan to live. He established a temple named Gokulananda. Srila Narottama Das Thakur selected Lokanath Das Goswami to be his spiritual master, and Narottama Das Thakur was his only disciple. Because Lokanath Das Goswami did not want his name mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, we do not often see it in this celebrated book. On the EBR railroad, the Yashohara station is located in Bangladesh. From the railway station, one has to go by bus to the village of Sonakali, and from there to Khajura. From there, one has to walk or, during the rainy season, go by boat to the village of Talakoti. In this village, there are still descendants of Lokanath Goswami's younger brother. At least this was at the time when Srila Prabhupada was writing the book. So Loganatha Goswami, he was sent to Braj long before the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, before Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas. And it is described that Loganatha Goswami did not want to see Lord Chaitanya taking sannyas. So therefore he was sent before Lord Chaitanya took sannyas. And he never saw Lord Chaitanya, at least externally, again in this, I don't want to say lifetime, but in this pastime. Don't say lifetime for a pure devotee. So in this pastime, he never saw Lord Chaitanya again, because when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Vrindavan, where Loganatha Goswami had been sent, Loganatha Goswami was looking for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in South India. And then when Loganatha Goswami went back to Vrindavan, Lord Chaitanya had already left Vrindavan. And then Loganatha Goswami wanted to go see Lord Chaitanya in Jagannath Puri, but Lord Chaitanya appeared to him and said, appeared like in a dream, a vision, and said, "Don't go, just stay there in Vrindavan." And Loganatha Goswami and his great associate, Bhugarbha Goswami, established all the holy places, or the groundwork for the holy places that would later be established by the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. So it was very important that he was there originally to lay the groundwork for the six Goswamis of Vrindavan when they came later. So now we're going to hear about Bhugarbha Goswami, the associate of Loganatha Goswami. They were inseparable. Bhugarbha Goswami, Arashi Jiva Goswami, Shri Yadavacharya Hara Govinda Goswami. Bhugarbha Goswami, Shri Jiva Goswami, Shri Yadavacharya, and Govinda Goswami also accompanied Srila Rupa Goswami. Shri Yudhavadasara Madhavadvijana, Shri Gopala Dasahara Dasa Narayana. He was also accompanied by Sri Uddhava Das, Madhava, Sri Gopal Das, and Narayana Das. Govinda Bhakta Aravani Krishna Dasa Punari Kaksha Ishana Aralagu Uri Dasa. The great devotee Govinda Vani Krishna Das Punari Kaksha, lotus eyes, Ishan and Lagu Haridas also accompanied him. Lagu Haridas should not be confused with Juna Haridas, who committed suicide at Prayag. Generally, a devotee is called Haridas, and consequently, there were many Haridases. The chief was Thakur Haridas. There was also a Majjhima, that means middle. Majjhima Haridas. Lagu means light. Anyway. It's interesting. Majjhima Haridas. In the Bhakti Ratnakara, sixth wave, there is a list of many of the chief devotees who accompanied Srila Rupa Goswami. Goswami Gopala Vata Hati Duyamaya Bhugarbha Shri Lokanatha Gunera Halaya Shri Madhava Shri Paramananda Bhattacharya Shri Madhupandita Yandra Charitra Hascharya Prema Krishna Dasa Krishna Dasa Brahmachari Yadavacharya Narayana Kripavan Shri Pundarikaksha Goswami Govinda Ishana Shri Govinda Vani Krishna Dasa Atyudara Shri Uddhava Madhyi Madhyi Gaudiyat Gati Yantra Dvija Haridasa Krishna Dasa Kaviraja Shri Gopala Dasa Yandra Olokika Haya Shri Gopala Madhavadi Yateka Vaishnava. The following Vaishnavas were present with Srila Rupa Goswami: the merciful Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Bhugarbha Goswami, Shri Loganatha Das Goswami, reservoir of good qualities, Shri Madhava, Shri Paramananda Bhattacharya, Shri Madhu Pandit, whose characteristics are all wonderful, Preme Krishna Das, Krishna Das Brahmacharya Yadavacharya, the merciful Narayan, Shri Pundarika Aksha Goswami, Govinda Ishana, Shri Govinda, the magnanimous Vani Krishna Das, Sri Uddhava, who occasionally visited Bengal, Dwija Haridas, Krishnadas Kaviraj. Wow, Krishnadas Kaviraj was there too. The author of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Wow, this is wonderful. So, it's very nice. Sri Gopal Das, whose body is completely spiritual, Sri Gopal Madhava, and many others. Esava Mukhya Bhakta Lana Nija Sange Sri Gopala Darashana Kaila Bahu Range. It was with great jubilation that Rupa Goswami visited Lord Gopal, accompanied by all these devotees. Eka Masa Rahi Gopala Gela Nijasthane Sri Rupa Goswami Aila Sri Vrindavane. After staying at Mathura for 1 month, the Gopal deity returned to his own place and Srila Rupa Goswami returned to Vrindavana. Pratstave kahilun gopala kripara ekhyana tabe mahaprabhu gela shri kamyavana. In the course of this story, I've given a description of Lord Gopala's mercy. After seeing the Gopala deity, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Sri Kamyavana. Wow. So we're still in the middle of the narration of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's visit to Sri Vrindavana. So now he's going to Kamyavana. Kamyavana is mentioned in the Ari Baraha Purana. Chaturdham Kamyakavanam Vananam Vanam Uttamam Tatra Gatva Naro Devi Mamaloke Mahiyate. Lord Shiva said, the best of all forests is the fourth of these named Kamyaka. O Goddess Devi, any person who goes there is eligible to enjoy the glories of my abode. In Ibhakti Ratnakara, fifth wave, it is also said, E Kamyavane Krishna Lila Manohara Karibe Darshanastana Kunda Bahu Tada Kamyavane Yatta Tirtha Lekha Nahitara. In this Kamyavana, Krishna performed enchanting pastimes. Here you will be able to take darshan of many ponds and other transcendental spots. I cannot even describe in writing all the sacred tirthas found at Kamyavana. I'd like to go back there. Of course, it's all part of Braj. This is all part of Vrindavan area. So remember that. All right, next text. Prabhura gamana riti purve likila se matvindavane tavat te kila. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's touring Vrindavana has been previously described in the same ecstatic way he traveled all over Vrindavana. Tahan lila stale Deki Gela Nandishvara Nandishvara Deki Preme Ahila Vivala. After visiting the places of Krishna's pastimes at Kamyavana, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Nandishvara. While there, he was overwhelmed with ecstatic love. So, purport, Nandishvara is the house of Nanda Maharaj, or Maharaj Nanda. So, it's sometimes called Nandagon. And there's Barshana, there's Nandagon, and Kamyavan. And so, okay, let's describe what this is. So, it's called Nandishvara because the Nandishvara hill is considered an incarnation of Lord Shiva or Lord Shiva's bull. And just like you have three wonderful hills, actually many more than that, but three very auspicious hills in Vrindavan. There's Govardhan, which is Krishna himself. There's Nandishvara, which is considered Lord Shiva, and the Barshana, which is considered an incarnation of Lord Brahma. And of course, Barshana is Radharani's place, where Radharani's family lived, and there is Nandagon, where Nanda Maharaj, and of course Krishna, when he was a kid, lived there. Pavanadi sabakunde snana kariya lokera puchila parvata upariyana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bathed in all the celebrated lakes, beginning with Lake Pavana. Thereafter, he climbed a hill and spoke to the people. So this is Nandishwara. The Pavana Sarovar is described in the Mathura Mahatmya. Pavane Satasis Natva Krishnam Nandishwara Igaram Trishwa Nandam Yashodam Chasarava Vishdam Avapnuyat. One who bathes in Pavana Lake by Nandishwara Hill will see Krishna there along with Nanda and Yashoda and will fulfill all his desires. I think I'd bathe there. And those of you who want to go to Vrindavan with us can actually bathe there too. Kichu Deve Deva Murti Haya Parvato Pare Lokakahi Murti Haya Goparavitare. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, are there any deities on top of this hill? The local people replied, there are deities on this hill, but they are located within a cave. So these deities were deities of Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Mayi, Krishna, and Malaram. Dvidike Matapita Pushtakalevara Majika Shishuhaya Tribanga Sundara. There are a father and mother with well-built bodies, and between them is a very beautiful child who is curved in three places now. I don't think anybody can guess who that child was that was curved in three places. It's a great mystery. Of course, Krishna. Shuni Mahaprabhu Mane Anandapana Tinamurti Dekela Se Gopal Udhadiha. Hearing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very happy. After excavating the cave, he saw the three deities. Prajendra Vrjeshwarira Kaila Charana Vandana Premaveshi Krishna Kaila Sarvanga Sparshana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered his respects to Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda, and with great ecstatic love, he touched the body of Lord Krishna. Wow. Sabadina Premaveshe Enricha Gita Kaila Tahanhaiti Mahaprabhu Kadiravana Haila. Every day the Lord chanted and danced in ecstatic love. Finally, he went to Kadiravana. Kadiravana is described in the Bhakti Ratnakara fifth wave. Dekaha Kadiravana Vidita Jagate Vishnu Loka Prapti Eta Gamanana Matrite. Behold the forest named Kadiravana, renowned throughout the universe. If one comes to Kadiravana, he can immediately be elevated to Vishnu Loka. Actually, I went there too, but I'm still here in the material world. Lila Stala Deki Tahan Gela Sishasyai Lakshmi Deki Eishloka Padena Goshani. After seeing the places of Lord Krishna's pastime, Sri Chaitanya went to Sheshai, where he saw Lakshmi and recited the following verse. So Sheshai Vishnu is a deity where Vishnu is lying on Sheshanag, the serpent, the transcendental serpent, who is Balaram, and surrounded by all the different devas offering prayers like that. It's a very beautiful deity. And there's an interesting story about this deity in Srila Prabhupada's pastimes. Srila Prabhupada was on the going around Braj with his spiritual master and with the disciples of his spiritual, other disciples of his spiritual master. And they were stopping to see the Seshai Vishnu deity. So they were supposed to go out that evening to see this deity. So they made an announcement. Whoever wants to go see the deity of Seshai should go to see the deity. At the same time, they made an announcement. This is the last night that Bhakti Saranta, Srila Bhakti Saranta Saraswati Thakur is going to be spending with us. So you have a choice. You can see him or go to see the deity. And Prabhupada, of course, chose to stay with his spiritual master. And that's why his spiritual master noted he likes to hear. So Prabhupada was thinking that it's much more important to have association with the guru than it is to go to see the deity. Because what will you see with your eyes? Of course, Prabhupada had pure spiritual vision, obviously. He's a pure devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shaktivesh Avatar, like that. So, but at the same time, he was showing us that it's unlimitedly more valuable to have the association of a pure devotee than to go see the deities. Because you can actually see the deities through the words of the pure devotee. This is very, very interesting. That's called Mantra Murti Amurti Kam. So, interesting pastime, Srila Prabhupada. He showed us the most important thing is to take association with a pure devotee. And we're so fortunate in the Krishna Consciousness Movement, we can take association with Srila Prabhupada continually by service, by hearing, etc. Most fortunate. You don't understand how fortunate you are if you compare yourself to what's going on in the rest of the world, what's going on in America, what's going on in Australia, what's going on in Fiji, all these other places. We are the most fortunate. Yate sujata charanam buru puruham staneshu pita shanaipriya dodhimahi karakasheshu tenatavim atasetan yatate nakim svet kurpadi bir brahmati dir bhavadhayusham naha. Oh, dearly beloved, your lotus feet are so soft that we place them gently on our breast, fearing that your feet will be hurt. Our life rests only in you. Our minds, therefore, are filled with anxiety that your tender feet might be wounded by pebbles as you roam about on the forest path. Of course, this is the verse from the Bhagavatam, 10:31:19, spoken by the gopis when Krishna left them in the midst of the Rasa Leela. And that's to develop their sense of attachment. There's separation makes the heart grow stronger. Tabe kela tirtha deki pandiravana ila Riyamuna parana bandra. I'm sorry, badra vana gela. Afterwards, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw kela tirtha and then went to Bandiravana. After crossing the Yamuna River, he went to Badravana. So these are all forests. When it has a vana after, it means a forest. So in Bandiravana, Bandiravana, Ravana, not Ravana. Bandiravana. I have to be careful. Well, we pronounce these words. Bandiravana. There was actually a marriage between Radha and Krishna, and Lord Brahma performed the marriage between Radha and Krishna. It's a very beautiful display there. If you go there today, it's a very quiet, quiet place near the Yamuna River. And they have a deity of Krishna and Radha and Krishna and Lord Brahma and a marriage ceremony. In Bhakti Ratnakara, it is said that Shri Krishna and Balaram used to play at Kila Tirtha with the coward boys during their entire day. Mother Yashoda had to call them to take their baths and eat their lunch. Shivanade ki puna gila lohavana Mahavana Gya Koila Janmastana Dharashana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then visited Shivana and Lohavana. He then went to Mahavana. These are all forests, of course. And saw Gokul, the place of Lord Krishna's early childhood pastimes. And that's where Krishna actually appeared. And I'm going to explain what I mean by that. I guess I'll explain it right now. So Krishna actually was born or appeared in Gokul. Now, you know the standard story that Krishna appeared in Mathura as the son of Vasudeva and Devaki, and then he was transported to Gokul by Vasudeva. But the actual story is that an expansion of Krishna appeared as the son of Vasudeva and Devaki, and Krishna was actually born from Yashodamayi. And so when that expansion was brought to Vrindavan, the expansion entered, or I don't want to use the word merge, but you know, sometimes the acharyas use the words merge, into Brajendra Nandana, that is the son of Raj, Nandanandana, Prajendranandana, or Yashodanandana. And it appeared in Vasudeva's mind that he had actually brought Krishna to Vrindavan, but actually he brought an expansion of Krishna to Vrindavan. And Yashodamaya gave birth to twins, one of whom was Yogamaya, who later on Kamsa attempted to kill, and she flew into the air, manifested her form as Durga, and said to Kamsa, the eighth son of Vasudeva and Devaki is elsewhere, and he is going to kill you. Anyway, of Shivana, also called Bilvavana, the Bhakti Ranakara states, Devata Pujita Bilvana, Shuvamaiha, the beautiful forest of Bilvana, is worshipped by all the demigods. About Lohavana, the Bhakti Ranakara fifth wave states, Lohavana Krishnera Adbhuta Gocharana, Eta Loha Jangasure Vodhi Bhagavan. At Lohavana, Lord Krishna used the 10 cows. The demon named Lohajanga was killed at this place. Mahavana is described as follows in the Bhakti Ranakara fifth wave. So right now we're actually having like a mini Brajmando parikrama. Dekananda Yashoda Laya Mahavane Kadega Sri Krishna Chandrera Janmastala Sri Gokula Mahavana Dwe Ekahaya. Behold the house of Nanda and Yashoda and Mahavana. See the birthplace of Lord Krishna. Mahavana and the birthplace of Lord Krishna Gokul are one and the same. So Gokul is within Mahavana. Anyway. Yamala Arjuna Bangari Dekila Seistala Prema Veshi Parvora Mana Haila Thala Mala. Upon seeing the place where the twin Arjuna trees had been broken by Sri Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was moved to a great ecstatic love. Of course, that's the Damodar pastime, where Lord Damodar, who was tied around his belly to the grinding mortar, was dragging the grinding mortar between the twin Arjuna trees, and they fell down. Those twin Arjuna trees had been two demigods' sons, Nalakubera Manigriva, Nalakuvara, and Manigriva, and they were cursed by Narada Muni because they were bathing naked in the Mandakini Ganges in front of Narada Muni. So they had to stay like that for 100 celestial years, a long time, and finally they were knocked down by Krishna, and Lord Chaitanya was visiting that particular place, and he was moved to a great ecstatic love when he remembered that pastime and visited that place. Gokula Dekiya Haila Mathura Nakare Janmastana Deki Rahe Sevipra Gure. After seeing Gokula, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to Mathura, where he saw the birthplace of the Lord. While there, he stayed at the house of the Sanudhya Brahmana. Lokera Sangata Deki Mathura Chadya Ekandi Ruratirte Rahilasya. Seeing a great crowd assemble at Mathura, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left. He remained in a solitary place. Akura Tirtha is also mentioned in the Bhakti Ratnakara, fifth wave. Indeka Srinivasa he Akura Gramate Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Chilena Nibrate. Srinivas, look at this village of Akura. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed there in a solitary place. So, Aradina Ela Prabhu Dikite Vrindavana Kolya Hrade Snana Kaila Ara Praskandana. The next day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Vrindavana and took his bath at Kaliya Lake and Praskandana. Kaliya Hrada is mentioned in the Bhakti Ratnakara, fifth wave. E Kaliya Tirtha Papa Vinashiha Kaliya Tirtha Stane Bahu Karya Siddhi Hoya. When one takes a bath in Kaliya Harada, he is freed from all sinful reactions. One can also be successful in business. Wow. You businessmen, you hear this? By bathing in Kaliya Harada. because that's where Krishna chastised the Kaliya serpent by dancing on the Kaliya serpent's heads and knocking him practically unconscious and leaving his footprints on the heads of the Kaliya serpent. And then he sent the Kaliya serpent along with the Kaliya serpent's wives to Fiji. So those of you who are in Fiji, you're protected by Kaliya Nag, who is a devotee right now. That is pretty nice. Kaliya Nag is a devotee. Okay, so we went from 48 to 71 today. And let us take, first of all, stop sharing, and we will take some questions from all of you. And one thing, we're going to have to end exactly in 9 minutes because I got people coming to see me all day long. It's been a really intense day with a lot of people coming to see me. Hold on a second, I got to allow you all to unmute yourselves. Hold on a second. Well, let's see. This is not exactly cooperating. Okay. Somehow the computer is not cooperating so much with me today. Must be bad karma. There we go. There we go. Okay, so you are now officially allowed to unmute yourselves and you can ask questions in the chat window. If I can pull up the chat window, because this computer is, the mouse on the computer is having a fit. I guess I didn't feed the mouse enough prasadam today. Hold on a second. I got to look at the chat. All right, I should be able to figure the chat window now. I can't find the chat window. Because I'm having some trouble. Whoops, I thought I was having trouble. Okay, there's an option here, Alt-H. And I can pull up the chat window. There we go. So anyway, so unmute yourselves, or write in your chat, or raise your hand and tell me what questions you have to ask. Or can anyone have any questions? Oops. Oh, Nalini Kant. Okay, you can unmute yourself and ask a question. Wait, can you unmute yourself? I'm having trouble with this computer today. I gotta. Give me a second. It's giving me a lot of headaches. Today was definitely a bad day for the computers. Okay, I think you can unmute yourself now. Try it. Can you? No? Unmute yourself. Yeah, you did it. Anyway, okay.
Accept my respectful obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
All glories to Prabhupada. So you have a question?
Yes, Gurudev. As you explained how Krishna takes birth in Gokul and his expansion takes birth in Mathura, but when Krishna leaves for Mathura, Mother Yashoda accepts that he is her foster son, and that's why she let him go.
She thinks that he is the foster son, and that's Yogamaya. But actually, she's the real son of Yashoda Mayi. But actually, another point is when Krishna apparently leaves Vrindavan. He doesn't actually leave Vrindavan because Krishna remains in Vrindavan and his expansion leaves Vrindavan. So Krishna doesn't leave Vrindavan, but he appears to leave in Vrindavan In his unmanifest form, he remained unmanifest to our eyes. He's manifest to himself, obviously. But in his unmanifest form, he stays in Vrindavan.
Okay, Gurudev, thank you.
So Krishna doesn't leave Vrindavan. Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. Goloka eva nivasati akilatma bhuta. Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, take his initiation in Koshi as well? No. He didn't. So, this Zoom is causing me all sorts of problems, blinking in and out. Who else has a question?
May I ask a question, Gurudev?
Yeah.
Srila Prabhupada spoke about Lokanath Goswami in Vrindavan establishing the Gokulananda temple, but there's also some description that his personal deities were Shri Radha Vinod. So
yeah, he had his personal deities, Radha Vinod, who traveled with him around his neck. He kept them around his neck. But the temple he established was the Gokulananda temple.
Thank you, Gurudev.
That answers the question? Yeah, because they're... because I can't compare myself to Lokanath Goswami, but just like I installed the deities of... this thing is freezing all the time. I installed the deities of Radha Golokananda, but I have personal deities of Giriraj, Radha Kunja Bihari. Boy, this thing is blinking off and on. Some problem with this computer or with Zoom or something like that. Okay, I hope that explains it. I think I better leave now because I got some people coming now 1 minute to see me and the computer is blinking at me or the Zoom is blinking at me and I can't figure out what's happening and my computer is having a nervous breakdown right now. So I'm fine. It's just my computer is just like I need to give my computer some medicine. What's that?
Must be coronavirus, Gurudev.
Yeah, my computer has a virus. I don't think it's a virus. It's been giving me this computer and my printer been giving me trouble all day long. So okay, so we'll see everybody. We'll see everybody tomorrow, same time, same station. We'll continue with Lord Chaitanya's travel around Vrindavan. All glories to His Divine Grace. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. If I can end, all right, end the meeting for everybody. Let's see. I can't even get out of Zoom now. This is really funny. Hold on, let's see if this works.